Well, after yesterday's feasting, your fridge is probably packed with leftovers. So how long should you really keep picking at that Christmas ham? And what are some of the other food safety traps to avoid if you want to keep your stomach happy over the festive season? Alexandra Beach reports.
Like a receipt?
Oh, no.
It does.
In the Canberra suburb of Mawson, butcher Alan Matthews had a busy few days leading up to Christmas, preparing hundreds of Christmas hams.
Just on Monday, on pick-up on Monday only, without Tuesday, would be around about 300 to 350.
He takes a lot of pride in his meats and tries to encourage customers to store them properly once they're out his front door.
What we like people to do is, after they've carved their meal, get it back in the fridge, in the ham bag we supply, and make sure it's damp, and you can put a little bit of vinegar in the water, make sure it's damp, wring it out, and put it back over the ham and get it back in the fridge. Don't leave it on the bench.
The Christmas food spread can be a minefield when it comes to possible food poisoning. One in five people gets food poisoning each year, and research shows nearly a third of all foodborne outbreaks occur over summer. Kathy Moyer is a senior food microbiologist at CSIRO and chairwoman of the Food Safety Information Council.
There's probably two things that can be big contributors at Christmas time, especially in Australia. One is around the behaviours of people, so not doing the right thing, leaving food out on the table because they're busy having a good time and chatting and those sorts of things. Plus, we've also got the warm temperatures.
Another common problem is that you're often cooking for much bigger groups at this time of year.
If you're preparing a lot more food, it's harder to get that food down to the cold temperatures in your fridge so you can slow the bugs from growing. Plus also, if you're serving food to a lot of people, then you're exposing a lot more people to food poisoning if you do actually make a mistake.
A good rule is to keep the hot food hot and the cold food cold, but some dishes are riskier than others. And with certain foods, like Christmas ham, there are often differing views on how long you can keep serving the leftovers.
You are right to be cautious, and ham is one of those really tricky ones because every ham is not the same. So I guess if we picture a big leg of ham on the bone, that's probably got a slightly longer shelf life. And I recall, you know, when I was a child growing up, we'd have the ham and it'd be sitting in the calico bag in the fridge, I'm going to say, for weeks after Christmas.
Well, ham, ham is cured, so it's pretty safe to start with. Usually would say store it in the fridge and consume it within 4 days.
Ben Pokinghorn is an epidemiologist from the Australian National University in Canberra. He says there are some other common culprits that could leave you feeling ill at this time of year.
Raw eggs, if you're making uncooked cakes like tiramisu, so raw eggs are a big concern for salmonella. Pre-cut fruits and vegetables, we've had serious outbreaks of listeria and salmonella from those recently, so make sure you wash your fruit and veg. And undercooked meat's a big one, particularly with poultry.
Steer clear of those riskier items if you're more vulnerable to food poisoning. That means the young, the old, and the pregnant, but also people with a compromised immune system, like those undergoing chemotherapy. Deli meats, bean sprouts, alfalfa, and seafood can also be a danger zone. Although,
in my experience, prawns are never on the table that long to be a problem, certainly in my family. So, yes, if you serve prawns, serve them on ice and other seafood and get stuck into them quickly.
And as a general rule, treat leftovers with caution.
With your leftovers, refrigerate within 2 hours, and within an hour, if it's over 30 degrees outside, which it is likely to be, any longer than that, throw them out and make sure you cool them as rapidly as possible in smaller containers.
Back in Canberra, butcher Alan Matthews says as long as people are careful with their food, there shouldn't be a problem.
As long as they enjoy the product we supply, I'm more than happy. Yeah.
Butcher Alan Matthews, ending that report from Alexandra Beach.